Bonjour et merci de voler des lins à rien de Phil Hendry. Nous conduirons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle.
Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. Again, a big thanks to Tim Kelly at the Premier Radio Networks for the brand new chair that I got as the result of our chair breaking on these very airwaves Monday. We were in the middle of a bit. Suddenly the chair collapsed from underneath me. I went into some kind of an apoplectic fit. I walk in today. I got a new chair from the great Mr. Kelly and the fine people over at Premier in Sherman Oaks, California. Thank you. Even though Bill Handel of KFI Radio still got a better one, but he had to lay out 300 fish of his own money for that one. I got this one for free. So I feel like I'm ahead. Phil Hendry show here.
What did you say?
I said I feel like I'm ahead.
You want to see my headshots?
I don't want to see those pornographic pictures, man. When they say headshot, they mean a picture of your head, okay?
You want to see my headshot?
No, I don't, man. Get out of here. Who's asking you? 1-800-449-8686. This television program, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Baby, this thing, as I mentioned at the outset of our program this evening, is quite a phenomenon, and it's an interesting one. One of the reasons being that the program, among the many reasons why I guess you could say it's a phenomenon, it beat NBC on Thursday night. Now, I think it's on nightly at 9:30. It's on ABC. It's called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Is it on 9 o'clock or 9:30? No, I don't know. 9 o'clock, Mike? Thanks. Yeah, it beat Frasier at 9 o'clock on Thursday night. NBC had not lost a 9 p.m. time slot since 1983, to show you how long it had been. And what were the shows that NBC had in that slot? We had Frasier. Cosby was in there. Seinfeld was in there. Throughout the 80s, it was Cosby on Thursday night. Was Cosby 8 o'clock? Okay. I don't know what the hell else was it. What was on at 9 o'clock in the 80s on NBC? Somebody I'm sure will have the answer. Anyway, Bobby Dooley is with us. She's with the Western Estates Homeowners Association on the line with us from Western Estates this evening. Bobby, how are you?
We're doing real good, Phil. We're enjoying listening to your program this evening.
And you guys have, on Thursday nights, you get together for Cheers?
Yeah.
Hold on for a second, Bobby, okay?
You know, Phil, I was going to say cheers.
Okay, we had a call from someone who said cheers. It was 9 o'clock Thursday night. That thing was a monster, too. You, Mike? Thank you, Mike. I thought somebody called in with that. No, actually, it wasn't Mike. It was somebody that called in with it. Schaefer's in there waving his arms going, thank you for calling in from Shreveport tonight. Anyway, we got the answer was cheers. That thing was a ratings monster. We had Cosby. We had a lot of stuff going on there. Anyway, Bobby, you guys have a discussion group on Thursday nights?
So we do. We have our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire discussion group, and we get together, and we have coffee, and we have champagne, and we get together, and we talk about the program, because we enjoy it very much.
You really do, don't you?
We really do. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is... It's just a lot of fun. Regis Philbin is just terrific. He's just, the life of the party. And I think it's fun to watch people making the money that they make and watching, people struggling just like the rest of us struggling to, make a lot of money and have a lot of fun. I don't know what it is about the show. I really don't. I just... really, 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 really love it, and I try not to miss it. I think it's a lot of fun. There's millions of people who watch it all over America, and I found out my husband was telling me, in fact, this morning that 23 million people a night, Phil, watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which easily outperforms the most watched new fall series, which was NBC's Stark Raving Mad. That had 16.8 million viewers a night. But Who Wants to Be a Millionaire even beat NBC's Frasier. And you mentioned it. It's really, really a neat show.
Now, do they have a number you can call?
Yes, they do. They have, Phil, what they have is a toll-free phone number, 877-258-5808. To try to get on by answering a bunch of questions.
What's the number again?
It's 877. It's a toll-free number, 877.
877.
258.
258.
5808.
5808. Is there some way you can call that? Can you hold on for a second, Bobby?
Sure.
Hold on for a minute. This is ridiculous. But there's not a chance. There's not a chance that the line will be open. 258-5808. 5808. All right. There you go. It's busy. Bobby?
Yes, sir.
We tried to call it.
No, it's going to be busy. I could have told you that because obviously I've tried to call in and a number of my friends have. Everybody wants to be on the show. It's a lot of fun.
What do you guys do when you get together for your Who Wants to Be a Millionaire discussion groups? And what do you drink, some champagne?
We have a little bit of champagne. We have a little bit of fun. Well, what we do is we talk about the different questions that Regis asks, and we talk about the different, you know, people that they've had on the program, the different contestants. And we just love to talk about everything that we've seen. And have you ever seen the show, Phil?
No, I haven't.
Is that your final answer?
Is that, I don't understand.
That's what Regis Philbin says.
I'm sorry?
That's what Regis says. Is that your final answer?
And he says that when people are on the show.
That's right, that's right. So that when, like if I were to ask you, how old are you?
Okay, I'm 47.
Is that your final answer?
I got you, okay. So that's his trademark.
That is his trademark. And right now, isn't that great, though? Isn't that fun, what he says?
What?
Is that your final answer? Isn't that great? That's one of the things that...
Yeah, that's you know, I got to be honest with you, it doesn't sound all that original to me, but you know what?
Well, don't be a spoiled sport, Phil. It's a lot of fun. Everybody likes the show. You know, don't be one of these people that has to be a detractor just for the sake of it, okay?
Just No, I understand that. You're right. I like for people to have a lot of fun.
Is that your final answer?
I get it, okay?
I love to say that because it just gives me the bumps when I hear it, you know? I'm a very, very big fan of Regis Philbin. A lot of people are. A lot of people really enjoy what he does. And I'm a really, really, really big fan of his, and we really enjoy the program immensely.
All right, now, it's on every night?
It's on ABC nightly. There's a lot of questions they ask people. One of the problems is that they don't really have that many female contestants, and they're trying to get more women contestants on the program. And we were sitting around and talking about that the other night, and we really felt, Phil, that the way to encourage more women to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is for them to make the questions a little bit easier, because the questions are really, really difficult, having to do with politics, geography, having to do with science. They have to get more women on the program. It is something that we're very concerned with in our discussion group. And the best way to get more women on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is to make the questions a lot easier. Because
they're really that tough, huh?
Well, they're Jeopardy-style almost questions. And if you want to get more women involved in the show, you're going to have to make the questions a lot easier. Make them simpler. Make them more everyday. And that way you're going to get a lot more women who are going to qualify. Because right now, Phil, the questions are so difficult in terms of academics that very few women are going to be able to get on. But the simpler they make the questions, the more mundane they make the questions, the more simply they structure the sentences for the questions, and the more clearly they state them, the slower Mr. Philbin speaks, the more women are going to have a chance to be on the show.
And so you guys have been talking about that along with other things?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we involve ourselves in, Phil, but that's the main thing this week. Let's get more women on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire by making the questions simpler.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us. She's with the Western Estates Homeowners Association and is also a member of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire fan club and discussion group. And really what they're talking about is getting more female contestants on that show. The show is not that old. It only has a limited run. But one of the ways she says to get more women contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is they're going to have to make these questions a lot easier. 1-800 449-8686. Have you seen the show? Are you caught up in the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire mania? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association is with us, and also with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire fan club and discussion group out of Western Estates. And we're talking about this phenomenon that is just sweeping the nation, Bobby. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? This nightly show. It's amazing.
It really is, Phil. It's really a lot of fun to be a part of it. And the other thing about it, I think, that's really a lot of fun is that it really brings us all together. I think that Regis Philbin has brought us together as a nation because there really wasn't a central game show host before him, not really the way that he's popular. Pat Sajak was close. I think Alex Trebek was close. But Regis Philbin has really brought us together as a country, I think, because there wasn't this central host before. And now we have a central host that everybody across America can look at and celebrate. And but again,
I want to get back to this question about women. The questions are too hard for women.
Yeah, I think for women, a lot of the questions are too. The word is I'm trying to think of the word.
Cerebral.
Cerebral. I think a lot. Just a lot of these questions are a little tough. But I think, by and large, that's the one weakness I think the show has, that it needs more female contestants. But other than that, it's a lot of fun. And Regis Philbin, I think, has really brought us together as a nation.
All right. Let's go to Norcross. A lot of fans of the show out there. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I just want to respond to the female question problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's degrading and ridiculous to
mm-hmm.
say that the questions
mm-hmm.
should be made easier for
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. I watch the show. I like the show. And
mm-hmm.
we do need more female contestants.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
to say that we need easier questions, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of brainy women out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
they don't watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
But there are
mm-hmm.
female contestants on Jeopardy that are winning.
Mm-hmm.
There are female contestants all over the world. There have been
mm-hmm.
questions that the men have been stumped on that I've answered
mm-hmm.
here in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you say that? What, are women stupider mm-hmm. than men or something?
Well, I think that you're probably unique. I didn't say that at all. I just think that women need easier questions.
That's not true. That's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not the only woman that can answer some of these
mm-hmm.
questions.
Mm-hmm.
I have
mm-hmm.
friends who are answering these questions.
Well, I was watching the show, and I don't know, you might be right, but I was watching the show the other night, and I just said to my husband, oh, these are really difficult questions they were asking.
Well,
and
yeah, they are
Steve,
difficult
what was
questions.
What was the one question?
Well, it was about... There was one question about a river in Africa or something.
There was a question about a river in Africa that I didn't know. But you knew it, didn't you, honey?
Yeah, it was the Nile River.
It was the Nile River?
Well, what was the question?
It was about a river. I forget. It was about an Egyptian river.
Well, I think if they're going to make
that's the Nile River.
Easier,
mm-hmm.
just make them easier across the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not just for women.
Well, how else are we going to get on the show?
The same way everybody else does. It's a random drawing. I mean, I qualified over the phone myself and ran the drawing across the nation.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be on the show?
No, I'm not, because they pick a random drawing across the country of the people who qualified over the phone. I did not get picked.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Please don't whisper, Bobby, okay?
Well, it's a very... Do you think they want black people on there?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they want
they
every
do?
Race they can get on here.
I think it's a family-oriented
show.
I haven't seen a lot of black folks on that show, and I want to. I really do.
I haven't seen a lot either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? I think they really need to make the questions easier.
Well, it's a random drawing. They have
well,
no
wait,
way
wait, 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 wait a second.
Is.
Now they got to make the questions easier for the women, and they have to make the questions easier for the blacks?
Well, how else are they going to get I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Know.
I'm black and I got on the. I answered the question. It's a random drawing. They don't ask you your sex or your race when you answer the phone. They just say, "We'll call you back. We're doing a random drawing." There's no way they can know what race you are.
But why don't you think there's more women and black folks?
I haven't seen the show. Can I ask a question? Are they mostly white male contestants?
Yes, they are.
Yes, Phil. Yes, they are. And I think it's really sad. And what I'm trying to think of is what we can do to get more women and black people on there. I think Regis Philbin speaks much too quickly. You know,
I don't think he speaks quickly. He repeats the question three times.
Mm-hmm. I love it when he says, "Is that your final answer?" Don't you?
That's all right. It's not all of that.
I think that's so much fun. But he's
well, what are you saying? I mean, forgive me, but I mean, you're saying make the questions.
I think he needs to make the questions easier. I think he needs to speak, especially for women. I think you need to speak more slowly.
You can't do that. It wouldn't be a fair show if you make the questions easier for women. And me as a woman, I think that's ridiculous and that's degrading. How
that's
are
right.
you going to tell
the...
me that my questions should be easier?
Well, if you... What are you saying?
Well, the lady is saying something very important. If you make the questions easier for women, it's going to be unfair
for
the men.
Well, you know, a lot of women and blacks have to try out because they're the only ones that generally win the lottery, too, you know.
That's not true either.
What?
What?
Well, the only people that ever win the lottery are women and black people.
I haven't seen that. I've seen mostly married couple or men win.
Well, I really think it's a great show. I really want to see you on that show. What's your name?
This is Shari.
Shari, my name's Bobby. And I love that show, and I hope I see you on it.
It'd be nice to get on there.
It would be really great if you could make it on there. I think, oh, my God, I could say that I talked to a contestant. And I hope you win $1 million, too.
Well, thanks.
Okay, Shari, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Do you understand what we're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
That we're saying, you're saying that in order to get more women and black people on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they have to make the questions easier. What do you think that says about women and black people?
Well, Phil, I think you're putting me at a little bit of a disadvantage.
No, I think it's a good question. What does that say about women and black people when you say they got to get more of them on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so they better make the questions easier?
Well, I said what it means is we have to get more. It has to be more equal opportunity. And I think it needs to represent America.
All right, okay. I don't think you understand my question. We'll be back. Bobby Dooley with us here. She's with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Discussion Group. She loves that show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry 先生一齐飞行。 我们现在正是在3万尺高空中飞翔。 顺便告诉大家， Chopstick， 我们今晚的特别嘉宾是 Jackie Chan 先生。
Hi, Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, who is a member of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire discussion group. And one of the things you guys have been getting to, and you're just a huge, huge fan of the show, I understand that, but you guys also get together and talk about how to improve the show.
We do, Phil, and also we get together and watch the show and enjoy the program, and we also sort of consider ourselves to be an unofficial, you know, unofficial ambassadors for the show. We really, 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 really like Regis Philbin. And we really, really, really think that he is really bringing our country together, and we really, really like, you know, his show. We think it's really a lot of fun. And, again, we do want to see more women and more black people and more minority people involved in it.
Okay. Here is Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am. Could you turn your radio down, please?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just like to say that I think that... Pardon?
I'm listening.
That Bobby's comment on making the questions easier for women and minorities is absolutely horrible. I think it's slanderous. I think that there, in fact, I know that there are an incredible amount of intelligent women and minorities out there. I watch the show when I'm home. If I haven't remembered, I watch it. I get a large majority of those questions right. I sit with my family to watch it. No, they should make the questions easier. My gosh.
Well,
these people are sitting here trying to win $1 million. Why do we want to make the questions easier? Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and if Mr. Regis, though, is that your final answer?
Is that your final
answer? That's my final answer.
Is that your final answer?
Let's get on with the show and get more people through.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you like the show?
Oh, I like the show because
Okay, wait a minute. Is that your final answer?
Don't even go there. Is that my final answer?
I just love that.
I'm sorry, Bobby, but honey, you need to get a life to sit there and, and discuss the people on the show and sit there and discuss the questions. And then you come on the radio and you're saying they got to make the questions easier for women.
Well,
is that your final answer? I'm sorry.
Women are not stupid.
But, you know, this is like almost year 2000.
Well,
women are incredibly intelligent. Minorities are incredibly intelligent. And I think that is an insult to everybody.
Well, we are
across the board. And the only way for women to get on that show is to try.
Well, do you feel comfortable in saying that women and minorities are incredibly intelligent? I mean, do you really think we're, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying that it doesn't matter if you're a male, a female, a minority, or a non-minority. There are a lot of intelligent people in the United States of America as well as around the world.
But all people have to do is
pick up the phone, and which you can get through. I have gotten through. My daughter has gotten through, and to answer the questions, and
to
hope your name comes up in the random drawing.
How did you get through? How did you get through? Because we haven't been able to get through.
Hey, we got through five times the other night. The other day, we got through five times. My daughter came out the phone number. She goes, "Here, Mom, I've already done my phone call. You try it." And I said, "Okay, you don't call right after the show is over.
Well, you know
it's
something?
It's open 24/7. You call on the off hours."
You know, if you're smart enough to land a good husband, you're doing okay in this day and age, I'll tell you. But I also want to say, don't you think we should see more of the Mexicans and women on that show?
It doesn't matter to me if somebody is black, white, purple, or from Mars, male or female. I don't care. So, you know, I mean, it's got nothing to do with race. And I think you've taken an issue sitting there, Bobby, saying that
there
needs to be more women on the show.
Yeah.
And then you had this other caller calling who happens to be black, and suddenly you're on the minority bandwagon and saying
we
need women and minorities, and now you're going to Mexicans.
Well, it has
absolutely nothing to do with somebody's race or gender. It has.
Let me jump in here, Bobby. What is your point?
I just think that we need more Mexicans and minorities on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because all I see are men, white men. Okay, we need more Mexicans and we need more women
and blacks.
And blacks, yes, blacks, Mexicans, and women, yes. Don't you agree? Hello.
Do I agree that we need to?
Yeah. Don't you think so?
I think it's a total non-issue.
The show doesn't.
To me, it is a total non-issue.
The show doesn't.
Hey, we need to have more people from the West Coast on the show.
You know? The show doesn't. The show doesn't have any Mexicans on it.
Pardon?
It doesn't have any Mexicans on it.
Oh, what does that matter?
That
shouldn't matter. We shouldn't make the questions easier. When somebody's trying to sit there and win $1 million. I watch people walk away out there with $32,000 that they just won in 15 minutes. And they're supposed to make the questions easier for people?
Don't you think
I don't think so.
What, wouldn't you be upset if there weren't any white people on the show?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all, because I don't look at somebody's gender and I don't look at somebody's race.
What if they were all black women?
So what?
You would,
cool,
you,
awesome.
You'd be upset.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
I
would.
Because you know what?
You'd be
I think that's cool, because it's the luck
up.
Of a draw.
That'd mess you up.
Pardon? No, it wouldn't mess me up in the least.
Why don't you believe her?
Because, think about it, if you turned on a TV show, Regis Philbin is the host, and the only contestants are black women, that wouldn't mess you up?
Why should it?
You'd go, what's this all about? Is this a show just for black people?
No.
Yes, you would.
Bobby, I'm not prejudiced. I don't care.
You would, but you'd say...
You take away somebody's skin, you got the same skeleton.
I didn't say you were prejudiced.
I know,
I just said that you'd think it was a weird show.
No,
wouldn't
but
you,
why, what, you're, what you just said is...
No, let me ask Mr. Henry, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't I what?
If you turned on the show and all you saw was Regis Philbin and black women, what would you think? You'd be saying, what's with the sisterhood, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't be saying, what's with the sisterhood. I would think that it was...
You'd think it was a show for black people, wouldn't you? With Regis the Jew as the host.
With Regis the Jew as the host.
Yeah. Well, that's what you'd... Okay, well, if you think it's funny... I bet you you'd...
Because, Bobby, you know what?
You know what you do? You'd rub
your
eyes.
You know what?
You'd rub your eyes.
You got to get a life, hen.
No,
you got to get a life.
No,
that's all I got to say. Go back
you would double check to see if you're watching WB.
More,
that's for sure.
Get some more education so that you can name the rivers, so you can figure out the geography.
Well, I asked a very good question.
Science question.
No, I asked a very good question, and you don't want to answer it.
I did answer it.
You know what
it
you do?
It wouldn't. Oh, I
both
wouldn't
both of you.
It all. It
you'd be.
Me in the least.
You know what you do, Mr. Henry? You'd rub your eyes with the balls of your fists, and then shake your head and go, "What's that?"
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd flip on Regis Philbin, I'd rub my eyes and go, huh? It's Regis and a bunch of black women. Thank you, ma'am, for your call in Albany tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm losing my connection.
That sounds good.
I'm just wondering if Bobby is a joke or if she's for real.
No, I asked a very good question and nobody wants to answer it.
I have watched the show and they ask questions like, what city is the Empire State Building located in? Okay, if you're saying that the questions are too hard.
No, but I'm saying they make you think.
They make you think. Everybody, well, most people know.
What do you mean they make you think? What city is the Empire State Building in?
They ask how many teaspoons in a tablespoon. They ask.
My husband said it's in New York City.
Oh, well, and do you believe him, or are you, like, doubting this?
No.
All right. My gosh.
Well,
I mean,
the point?
Are so
they can't. No, they can't make them that easy because they're giving away $1 million.
They're so easy. I watched the show, and
well,
I
then
look
why
at
haven't
them.
They given away $1 million?
My impression
so
of the show was, wow, everybody can be on this show because it's so easy.
Then
it's
why
not
haven't
like
they
Jeopardy.
Given away $1 million if it's so easy? They haven't.
Well,
they've only given away as much as we watched one 2 weeks ago, and they gave away $200,000.
Right, but they get up to the questions like, who was the choreographer for this musical? And unless you're a music buff, you're not going to know that.
So there,
but
they are tough.
People can know the answers to questions they ask.
That's what I mean.
They say, put the horses that won the last few Triple Crowns in the order of their winning.
That's right.
And if you are a common person who goes to horse races, anybody who enjoys that hobby is going to know that. If you don't go to horse races, it doesn't have to do with your
That's
intelligence.
That's what I mean about there's not enough women on the show, because they ask a lot of questions that only men would know.
No, they don't.
And they don't ask questions that black men would know. They ask questions that white men would know.
And how can a white man know how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon more than a black man? You know,
Of the mathematics.
And what
are you talking about?
I'm talking about, Phil, the obvious evidence in front of you when you turn on that show and there are only white men that are on that show. There's no Mexicans. And there are no Chinese. It's all white men. Why?
So what do you think, when they ask questions like, name the presidents that are on a certain $20 or $5 or $10 bill, put those presidents in order, do you think that, you know, only white men can answer that question because they're the only ones that have seen that money?
Why are the only contestants men then?
All the white men are on it because they're the ones that got chosen by the random drawing.
And so I'm saying they
were lucky.
White men are luckier than the rest of us.
And it's not just white men. I've seen women on it. Even Regis made a comment.
They don't have that many women. They only have like one every few weeks.
No, they don't. They had they had about six women in the pool to choose from.
Don't you think they should have more Mexicans?
They should have an equal amount of everybody. That's fine, whatever, but that's not the point. It's not
that's
like
what I want.
But they shouldn't make the questions easier for women or minorities to answer them.
Okay, all right. Here, I'll ask you a question, and then you ask me a question. This is from...
No, because then you're going to pull the whole, is that your final answer thing, and I really don't want to
I really like that, though. I think that's a lot of fun, though.
That is so common and so boring.
How old are you?
Doesn't float my boat like he floats yours. I'm 28.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, my God. I fell for it.
Jesus.
No, it's just really a lot of fun.
I guess so.
It's just a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, but I don't appreciate you putting down women because you're saying the questions are so easy.
No, but I would
ask hard that they should be easier for women.
No, but I really think that women... Phil, you have a wife, right?
Yes, I do.
Is that your final...
Oh, come on, will you? Yes, I have a wife.
Don't you think she's entitled to be on a television show?
My wife is entitled to do what she wishes she would like to do. I don't know how they choose the contestants for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Is that your final answer?
Maybe there are more white males in this country. Is that actually a fact? Maybe there are more white males in this country, so they're just going to be more, you know, on the average that get onto the show.
Is that your final answer?
You know,
are you retarded,
like you,
man?
Somebody
are you,
like you is never going to get on the show, Bobby. Yeah.
Are you retarded or something, man?
I just like Regis Philbin a lot, and I think that was uncalled for, calling me retarded.
All right, I'm sorry, but you're coming up with that. Is that your final answer? We're trying to get to the point of a few things here, okay? And you're coming in with that stuff, and it's just like it's slowing us down. Do you understand?
Yeah, so...
Anyway, all right, anyway, thank you, ma'am, for your call. I appreciate it very much. We've got to take a break. Phil Henry Show here. I ask you, do you think that these questions about gender are important, or is it just, you know, enjoying the show?
I think it's about enjoying the show, Phil, but I think it's also about representing America, because Regis has brought us together.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, you got me. You're really, really cute.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Who wants to be a millionaire? This show is the bomb, brother. And Bobby Dooley, who is with the Western Estates Homeowners Association, is on the line with us discussing, among other things, the lack... The lack of blacks, Mexicans, and women on the show. And I'm only laughing because it is the most, you know, it's a...
Well, Phil, are you racial? Are you...
No, I'm not racial, but you have a way of wording things that just, I don't know, it makes me laugh, I guess. Here is Anaheim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Well, I'm not racist.
I didn't say that you were. Anaheim, hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Look, I'm a woman. I watched the show this evening for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delightful show. Delightful show.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, I'm not college educated,
mm-hmm.
but I like to think that I do have some smarts.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest question I had on there,
mm-hmm.
and you can make this sound, you can take this any way you like,
right.
was the sports question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch football.
Well, then why haven't they given away $1 million? Then why haven't they given away $1 million if it's so easy?
That's weak. Phil?
Yes.
Haven't you ever, when you first started as a radio commentator, did you ever freeze up, and then after you got off the radio, you said, gosh, why didn't I say that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my very first job in radio, I opened the mic and I froze up. I couldn't
exactly.
say anything.
Regis Philbin relaxes people. Regis Philbin relaxes people. It's not the same thing.
If I saw Regis Philbin, I'm a talker.
If I saw Regis Philbin, I'd freeze up.
Thank you.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
You know what it means. If I had to stand next to that guy, man, I would totally freeze up.
That is...
Thank you.
Regis Philbin relaxes people, so I don't think the lady knows her ass from a hole in the ground about it.
Trust me, I know my ass
mm-hmm.
is big enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's big enough.
Mm-hmm.
I know my ass.
Yeah, I believe that.
Now, listen.
Hey, let me ask you.
The questions are not that difficult.
Are you in your car right now?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Now, the questions are not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest question, there were two questions that
mm-hmm.
actually made me think today.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very stimulating.
Yeah.
They were very stimulating. They
okay.
asked you to name the four secretaries of state and put them in order.
Right. That's tough.
I was very proud of myself that I
okay.
could do that.
Good for you. Good
and
for you, dear.
And if you read the front page of the newspaper, no matter where you're at, because I guess I can't tell you where I'm at.
Okay.
But if you read the front page of any
right.
newspaper
mm-hmm.
since
mm-hmm.
you've been in sixth grade, you're going to get these answers.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Oh,
I've
stop
told
it.
You that. Now, if you don't know anything
all right.
else
thank
to
you.
Ask,
I gotta,
Bobby,
thank you. I got
to
go on. Okay, hold on. Let me go to Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Los Angeles?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you?
Yeah. I want to know why you have this woman on, because a couple of weeks ago, she was going, and I recognized her tonight by her,
I'm talking about Regis Philbin.
And if she says they give $1 million away,
I'm talking about Regis
Philbin. I don't know why they have her on the show. She's not even worth 2 cents.
I'm talking about Regis.
So I don't want to talk to her because she goes,
Regis Philbin is a lot of fun.
Ridiculous.
Well, ma'am,
I don't know how people call in.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
I wouldn't watch it if you have any connection with it or anything to do with it. I don't want to watch it.
It's good for the elderly.
Huh?
It's good for the elderly.
I'm not elderly.
Is that your
final
answer?
You got to have your husband hanging around to answer some questions for you.
Is that your final
answer?
Because
you don't know all the questions yourself.
Is that your final answer?
I wouldn't even answer you. Because you have a lot of fun answering that.
Well,
if that gives you a lot of fun, God knows what would make you unhappy.
Is that your final
answer?
Is that your final is that your final answer?
I guess so.
Strange day.